Good morning, my brothers and sisters from all over the world. This is Brother Michael Engesvik speaking, and to try to fit me into the map, I'm the grandson of Brother Rolf Strømmen, and I also seen that Ariel Strømmen, which is my uncle, has also been in here in the daily devotion to share what they had up on their heart. So this is where you can place me. So I'm from Norway in the church in Vardal, and it's really a privilege for me to be able to share something with you this morning and the rest of this week. So I thank the administration of the daily devotion for the opportunity, and it makes me humble, and I will just try to share what the Lord has laid upon my heart. So let's just start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, Lord, this morning humbly, Lord, first of all with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, for everything that you do in our lives, and for this new day with new grace and new mercies that you've given us. Lord, may you just strengthen us this day and give us today our daily bread and what we need for the day, Lord. I just pray that you have your way, lay all things into your hands. Lord, we are sinners. We are dust, Lord. But you stretched out your arm and you gave us your grace, Lord, which means it was something that we didn't deserve, Lord. And that is what made it so incredibly huge for us, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you and give you all the glory in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's good to be here this morning, and as I was praying, I was thinking, Lord, what do you want me to share? And since this is the first time, maybe many of you people hear about me or who I am, I thought about sharing some of my testimony. You know, in a person's testimony, there's a lot of details you can bring, but I thought about specifically two incidents or experiences that the Lord gave me that really changed my life. And I just wanted to share that with you this morning, and we will see what the Lord brings for the rest of the week. But we can start to read in Ephesians chapter 1, and we can read from verse 13. And there it says, "In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory." And these two verses are just incredible to read. So, brothers and sisters, we have a guarantee if you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise until the purchased possession. So, before the Lord closes up this dispensation, there are people that needs to, that he's seen before the foundation of the world, that is still going to be purchased and sealed with his Holy Spirit. Because as we read in verse 3 in the same chapter, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Can you think about that? And the good pleasure of His will. So God in His will, He saw you and I. And He saw us in His Son, Jesus Christ, which is the main, you know, the main gem of His whole plan, Jesus Christ. So He saw that we would receive or respond to the call. And for that, I'm so grateful. It's really a big thing that we are a part of. And it's important to remember that in our everyday life, to remind ourselves, why are we here? It's not just we're not just here by a coincidence, you know. We live in our lives and we see with our eyes, natural eyes. We hear with our natural ears. And sometimes we forget why we are here. And the plan that really was for us to be here. So I just want to remind all of you about that also this morning, that we have salvation. We have a sealing of the Holy Spirit in our lives, who is a guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. So I'm so thankful to the Lord. But me, myself, I grew up in a Christian family. If you've heard about my father and mother, my father's name is Remy Engelsvik, and my mother's name is Anja Stroman, but now Engelsvik. So I grew up in a family. We are five siblings. And we grew up going to church every Wednesday and every Sunday. And I'm just going to jump to the experience that really started something in my life. But you know, the Lord has done a work in my life from I was a child. You know, I went to church all the time, and we had the children's meetings also. So there's a lot of things that that the Lord has given us through the childhood and helped us to remember while we went astray. So I had this experience when I was 21 years old. This was in 2016, which is now 9 years ago. And I was living down south, and I was living my own life, because the church here in Norway, the church is in the middle of Norway, but I was living down south, and I was just living my own life and living in my own ways. I didn't really, I left my family and I moved away, and I worked and I lived down south. But I always knew that God existed, but I was very distant to Him. You know, I didn't think about my ways of how I was living. But there was this first experience that I want to mention. I was down south, and there was summertime in July, where we usually have our summer convention here in Verdal, Norway. And my mom, or my parents, texted me and asked me, why don't you come up this summer and visit us? Because I didn't visit them a lot when I was down there. So I got a text, why don't you come up for the vacation now, for the holidays? We also have a convention that we usually have in July. So we just want you to come up and visit us. And I thought to myself, well, yeah, it's been a while since I've been up and visiting my family. And so I thought, well, why not just go up there? And I don't remember exactly how long I was there, but I decided to go. And I also decided to join some of the services, but more out of respect. You know, I didn't, at that time, I didn't really go there for my own benefit. to receive something from the Lord, but it was more going there because my parents wanted me to be there. And that was specifically this one service that really did something to me. It was a service where I actually was sitting in the fellowship hall. And I was sitting with some other brothers. And we were sitting around a table while the service was going on. We were sitting in the fellowship hall. And I remember we sat there around a table and we were talking about hobbies. We were talking about soccer or football or, you know, nothing and everything. And while I was sitting there, suddenly this pressure came over my chest or my stomach. It was very, very strange. But we were sitting there talking, and suddenly while we were sitting there and having, you know, our time together, this pressure came over my heart. And I did not know what it was. But it was so uncomfortable. You know, it kind of hurts your pride as well, because you were sitting there with your brothers and you were talking and you wanted to be active in the conversation. But every time that I tried to participate in the conversation that we had, I was trying to talk, and as I was opening my mouth, the pressure just took hold of me again. It kind of hit me back in the chair. And it wasn't that dramatic that the brothers around the table saw me. But every time that I was trying to say something, I was just pressured even more. And it was very uncomfortable. And I didn't know what this really was. But I tried to keep it cool. You know, I didn't want to show that there was something going on within me. And as time went by, I didn't get to talk at all because of this pressure that was upon me. And you know, as the service on the other side of the church was going on, I started to hear that the preaching was over. And I heard the after service was starting. And I thought to myself, and I saw my younger brother, he had gone inside the church just a couple minutes before that. And I thought to myself, while I was feeling this pressure, it was still there, almost, it was bothering me so much. And I thought to myself, well, I'll just go in there for the after service. So I rose up, still feeling this pressure, and I left the table, and I went in. And I just stood and went in the door to the church, and I just stood in the back there. And while I was coming in, there was Brother Elevera, Joaquin Elevera. He was there, and he was singing this song. And he was singing, "Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus." So this was the song that was playing when I was coming in. And while I was standing there, I felt so, so uncomfortable. I still didn't know what this pressure that was on my heart was. And I felt like this song, it was lasting for an hour, or to dramatize it a bit, it felt like it was 4 hours because it never stopped. But you know, this pressure that I had, the pressure that I had on my chest, it was actually the call from the Lord. He was trying to pull me. He was pulling me into his, he was pulling me. And I didn't realize that, you know. So while I was standing there, I suddenly see my younger brother. He was standing on the other side of the church. And I saw him walk up, going towards the aisle to go up for prayer. And before he went up there, he has to pass me. And while he was passing me by, it was almost like the Lord just pulled me with him. So when I saw him walk up, I took the first step of walking up the aisle to get prayed for. And it wasn't really something that I was thinking about doing, but everything just happened. It was so, you could say, supernatural. And after the first step that I took, I felt tears starting to pressure in my eyes. And as I was walking step by step, I just felt lower and lower and lower and smaller within myself. And at that time, tears was flowing down. And while I was walking up to pray for in that aisle, my life just flashed before me, and I realized what a sinner I really was, how dirty I really was, what kind of life I was living. It was like God gave me a review of my life that I've been living, and he turned on the light, and he let me see who I really was as the sinner that I am. And, you know, in that moment, it doesn't feel good. It feels terrible. But we know that for the Lord is for the better good. And I walked up, and as I came to stand for prayer, the Lord revealed to me, and he showed me in the Spirit, Jesus Christ, hanging on the cross. And it was so alive to me, because I realized, because in the Spirit he told me that he did this willingly by his own choice for me. And that's what made everything so enormous for me, because Jesus Christ, he walked that way with his free will, and he chose to do it for me. So it became so personal. And I believe, brothers and sisters, that experience, that individual experience, is something that we need to have as a foundation of our salvation. And I also have a second experience that I wanted to share, but I see the time is going, and I will save this second experience for tomorrow. But at that time, I was baptized when I was 12 years old, so I already had been baptized. So that was an experience where the Lord really revealed himself to me and let me realize what a sinner I really was. So I'm so thankful to the Lord that he actually showed me who I really was, and that I was really in need of him. So he told me that your sins are all on the cross. You don't have to remember these things again. They are all taken care of. So just you go on and serve me. So that was the first experience, but I see that time is going. So that's what I wanted to share with you, brothers and sisters, today. And let us remind ourselves about that experience that we had, that you had, that made you start this journey with God. You know, we all have different stories. We all have things that we have gone through. And it's important to look back and see what the Lord really has done for us. So I pray that there is some encouragement for you today by hearing this. And I just pray that the Lord blesses his word. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for showing us who we really are, Lord. That we are nothing, that we are sinners, that only can be saved through your enormous grace, Lord. Lord, I'm so thankful. Thank you for your presence. May you bless each and every one on this daily devotion, Lord, channel. And may anyone who hears this, Lord, may it be an encouragement and a reminder that the Lord has done great things in our lives. So we commit this day, this week to you, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Have a good day and a good week, my brothers and sisters. God bless you.